G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is good or great. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that wherever you listen to your podcasts. Leave a rating and leave a review. All right, we'll get stuck straight in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name is Mick Rinn, joined by Ryan Daniels and Xavier Ellis. How are we, gentlemen?
I'm going really well. I've back to work this week, so
In the studio,
like, in the studio, yeah, okay. 6 a.m. start.
Great.
Still had
that feel good.
Still had 12 to 14 beers last night. shit at 6 a.m. So no, going great.
Nothing's changed.
No. Poker. Just played a little bit of poker last night.
Yeah, you're still going on that.
Yeah.
That's why I had a phone call about 3 minutes ago from someone who I reckon is ringing for one reason only, and it'd be to see if I can organise a game.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't play against randos. You play against people you know.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For bugger all coin, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's more the activity,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's time consuming poker.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
like, yeah,
for,
yeah,
for some of us it is. Fathers is not really.
Oh, they're just all in.
They're like, I've missed three hands, I need to go all in on this one.
Yeah. I'm a bit like that. I get impatient.
Yeah, I'm
go
a bit
for
the same.
Kill shot when I don't have the cards for it.
So we are recording this on Wednesday. The fixture announcement's been pushed. Every day it gets pushed.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but I think just people are expecting it. People want an answer to something which
dates.
Is very hard to... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I'm thinking who's playing who. I don't think that
matters. Oh, no, in terms of dates.
When you're playing each other once, it's not really what order it's in, but the dates.
Yeah, the dates and locations.
Wants to know what's it going to look like? You just want something concrete.
I'm still not up with this 16-minute stuff.
No, scrap that. It's got to be scrapped. But the problem is they're going to be all stupid about it and say, because we did it in one round, we have to do it in all
you
got to
do it in the other. See, I agree with that.
Why?
Why?
Because otherwise you throw everything out.
You got to keep
the integrity of the game like one after the other.
At round one, we thought we're all going to be dead.
That's true.
So we're not.
Yeah, it's true.
So now we can just sort of just steady, get our little flu vaxes, the players, and then we go back to 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, odd news. So anyone going to the Queensland's going to have to get a flu jab.
Yes.
Yeah, the AFL initially, when a few stories floated around, they came out and said, no, we're not, don't worry, we're not going to make anyone if they don't want to. Now they'll have to. Who are the Bryce Cartwrights of the AFL?
The Bryce Cartwrights.
You want someone who's...
It's a big call to call someone an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Let's just say the profile would include a different thinker or is married to a different thinker.
Yeah, I'd say married to a different
free
thinker.
Free spirit.
What's the minimum number of Instagram followers their wife has to have to fall into the anti-vaxxer?
Oh,
no. 5 to 10,000
Minimum 5 to 10.
Okay, let me put you in this scenario. Let's say you're an AFL player and you're itching to go, ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
All your teammates... got their flu vaccination.
Yep.
You're married to, let's call her Jane.
Jane no vaxing.
Jane hates
vaccine. Jane no vax.
Absolutely against it.
Yeah.
No vax Djokovic.
If she found out you got one, you'd be done. It'd be over.
Yeah.
Would you just get the vaccine?
Of course I would.
And not tell her?
She found out it just wasn't meant to be.
Look, they gave me an exception. I'm the one guy. They said, that's cool. Yeah. I can come in.
They said it was vitamin B. That's
a sign though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably the relationship wasn't there.
Probably.
In the first place.
And also, you'd be saying to Jane, the non-vaxxer,
Jane,
you like the house you're living in?
Yeah.
Because, if I'm playing awful next year, there's no chance.
Well, that's the thing with the Cartwright thing where they're like, we need to have a choice. It's like, yeah, there is a choice.
Yeah.
You get the shot or you don't get to go to work.
Someone was saying this morning, then I don't know if this is right or not, but the NRL situation that one of the people who was opposed to it said, I just don't like foreign stuff entering my body. But then if you Google his...
The tattoos? Is that one?
It might have been a couple of run-ins with the drugs.
Yeah.
And then I think, obviously I might have been the Batuta Advocate or Bell Tower Times or whatever doing the NRL player puts up a fight despite his tattoos and his wife with some Botox.
I'm not sure this is where we went over this last week, but yeah, there was that one bloke who... was up in the anti-vaxxer category. Then it came out the next day. He was like, oh, no, I just had a weird reaction last year and it was a yes or no question, so I put no. If it's a thing, I'm happy to take it. I'm not like them. Like, I'm not one of those guys.
It's never been a worse time to be on that side of the fence.
So we used to always get offered the opportunity to get the vaccines at training. And I think workplaces probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The... when you so maybe say 70% get it, and the other 30% always go, nah, I got sick last year. This is bullshit. Yeah. It actually gave me the flu.
Yep.
How many of them would say that this year when they go, righto, mate. All right, you'll get the flu, so don't get it. But you also won't get that 300,000 we owe
you. Come on. Give me three of them. I'll take all of them. You eat the other ones too who go, I'll never get six, I don't need it.
So we're kind of stuck in the same situation we were before.
West Coast going to the Gold Coast?
Yeah, West Coast going to the Gold Coast. I think Freo.
You're not a big fan of that.
No, I am. He's not.
Oh, Nick's
not. I like it because what it does for West Coast is it makes teams travel to play them. And I like
the facilities.
We talked about it. Gold Coast, great facilities, a bit of sun.
Yes.
There is a nightlife if you want to go out to a restaurant that may be open or maybe not.
Yes.
They're still pretty.
They're still going to be locked in.
Yeah, true.
But you got the beach there. You got the beach. You got the beach there. I think it's a great opportunity. And I don't know Simo and Stewie Jew. I don't know if Simo was there when Dewey was at Hawthorn, so maybe they might have a relationship with, you know, it works.
Well, Fagan,
Mark Evans was there, who's the CEO up there. Yep. Fagan's in Brisbane. There's a fair connection between.
So they won't. I mean, the details are still coming out, but I doubt that they'd share Gold Coast's home. It'd be more like train it. What's the clubs up there? You know them. All the weird ones you want to move AFL teams to.
Broadbeach or something?
Broadbeach is there.
I was talking about Logan.
Maybe you're Logan finally going to get your team in Logan.
The Logan Rams and the other way. But in terms of like games and stuff, you can imagine that it's not going to be.
They're not
butting heads over captain's runs or the ground or anything like that. You can imagine.
They'll work together.
You get the good snakes, you get the pack of snakes.
You want them playing it. The MCG. Well, I think
it's just a chance to never have that argument again.
No, it's not the same though.
Someone told me that the other option was actually Geelong. If they were going to go to Melbourne, they wanted to play Geelong.
Won't be good for their footy.
Nah. Well, that's what they thought. That was the only thing holding them back. But they liked the idea of putting out the Melbourne teams that have to drive an hour.
That's kind of what I think about the Gold Coast as well.
Going down there,
because conditions of the Gold Coast all winter, it's still going to be slippery. But you're going to be stuck in downpours every second week. If you watch like the Gold Coast games,
that's true. They have
winter storms come through.
No, I get. But also think about the Gold Coast players, and I don't like the games look super scrappy.
Yeah,
but they're not the top end. Yeah, I mean, like Luke Shuey and Yo, they don't fumble. Like the quality of player is going to be a little bit different.
Someone told me in those conditions. You would be able to confirm playing a night game. This was Brisbane, but similar is the hardest. If the team is good, it's actually the hardest place to play because the ball's so slippery and you're not used to the conditions. But apparently,
Brisbane, we had a couple of cracking nights at Brisbane.
Right, good ones.
Perfect weather.
Yep.
No, not slippery.
Yep.
Gold Coast got slippery. Yeah. Is there any difference in climate? It's only. Out the road or
closer, closer to the water.
Yeah, that's got a bit drier there, but Brisbane was unbelievable. We had some absolutely like mid-20s nights at Brisbane, and it was the only time it was wet was when Shanahan touched the footy because he just so soaks. Disgusting.
So we're going to roll through good or great. We throw up a player's name and we all have to make a call on whether they were a good or a great. This is probably they sit below the all-timers category. Yeah. So this is the one where there might actually be a debate. Who was going to throw up the first one?
Shall I throw up my
yeah.
random? Yeah, yeah, so this is yours. Okay, well, let's...
I was going to do it last week.
So you are saying this one's going to be quick, which is a great...
I know the answer straight away, but I actually...
You want to have the discussion.
I have two questions for it. So the obvious question is good or great, but then there's a second question. So I'll throw... The player's name is Luke Ball.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your answer?
Good.
Good.
Same with me. But the question I'm actually asking is, I hate that every single news outlet has gone, hey, Last Dance is on, let's compare everybody to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But my real question here is good or great.
Who is the Dennis Rodman of this?
Is Luke Ball Sam Bowie, the guy who's drafted between Akeem and Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Would you consider Luke Ball a bust?
No, shit, no.
Nah.
Can I run through some
of his numbers? One, because he's a real good fella too, and he's clever.
You can't take that into account.
I can take whatever good I want
bloke.
Into account.
The good bloke rule.
Well, we're taking Michael Jordan was a prick into account.
Yeah, but that gives him, somehow. Gives
yeah, no, nah, okay, yeah.
Okay, let me run through the stats. So,
have we got pre-injury before pre-injury, post-injury?
Oh, well.
Remember when his groins went and he couldn't kick far?
Everybody had groin problems back then. Hey, what was going on there?
Big thing then. So
his first 5 years would have been really good.
Well, that's what the numbers say. So
there you go.
Pick two.
Yeah.
So he goes Hodge, Ball, Judd.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, no one would say, even though you could argue Judd or Hodge, whatever, no one would say that Hodge was a bad
Whose career would you rather?
We've done this.
Yeah, who'd you say?
I think we all said it was Hodge, right? Because he's a premiership captain. He's
four of them.
More flags.
Yeah, four
flags. So is Juddy.
But I'd rather be Judd as a player.
Judd's a premiership captain. Well,
it's technically.
It seems like, I think, off the field, Luke Hodge had more fun.
Definitely.
I think
Juddy had some sneaky fun. He was just really good at not letting anyone know about the fun. It wasn't as clever.
Yeah, it's fun. I'd probably go Judd.
You'd want to be the player.
Skinny Judd
was incredible.
But Hodgie's achievements are great from a team sense. It's interesting debate, but no one's talking about Ball in this scenario. This is what I'm saying. And it's harsh on Luke Ball, but you know Sam Bowie played like 10 years in the NBA. Like, he wasn't. It's not like he was out in 3 months. He just was picked in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
So, okay, one-time All-Australian.
Yeah.
Luke Ball.
Which is good. It would have been 04.
05.
05.
So this is the year where everything clicked. Won the BNF.
Yeah.
And was All-Australian.
Yep.
That's the only time he was either of those things.
Yep.
He played 223 games. A lot more than I thought, actually.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was more banged up than that. Collingwood Premiership player.
But I mean, he would have got to 300. Think about how many Judd and Hodge ended up with.
He would have got to
300. And he was with them all the way through until his groin started going.
So he missed at least, say, 67 games. Collingwood Premiership in 2010, but, you know, he wasn't in their best 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. I know they were a sort of flat side, but
what did he average in
2010? They got him in there for a reason that he did a role.
He was going to win or lose in the flag.
Paid him an absolute squillion to get him over.
So he played in 3 grand finals in a row, 9, 10 and 11. And if you include the draw.
So he's played 4.
Four.
That's pretty impressive. Amazing.
Yeah. Never polled more. Okay, hold on a minute. What's the highest total of Brownlow votes he polled 6 in the season? Well, 05. He won the BNF and was All-Australian, remember?
14.
6.
9. Okay. Never polled more than 9 and only polled 39 Brownlow votes his entire career.
But does he come across as a Brownlow? He's more of your, I know, Lenny Hayes is a different version, a better version.
Someone brought that up to me the other day when I mentioned this, Lenny Hayes, and I was like, they're not even in the same stratosphere.
A different version. But because I was in Melbourne, Luke Ball early days was right in that cluster with
Judd and Hodge.
Judd had separated.
Yeah.
Hodgie was still a bit fat.
Hodgie was behind.
Yep.
And Bawley and Hodge weren't too dissimilar. Like, Bawley would have won a best and fairest.
So you're saying there's a point
St Kilda were the best team in the competition, 04?
Yeah.
05? Around there.
Eagles and Adelaide were up there at that point. Sydney.
So, but like...
That was mixed, yeah.
Was that... What year did Fraser Gerry kick 100?
I think that was 04.
Yeah. So they were good. They were really good.
Yeah, they're great
and
side.
And he's winning best and fairest in a really good side.
I just think he had one fantastic year and a bunch of injury-impacted years and he never quite gave them pick 2 value. But you're adamant he's not a bust.
What's up, mate?
It's relative, right?
If it's relative, if he is a bust as the pick 2, but he's not like a bust as a top 10 pick, I would say.
A lot of people.
He's a bust as in they took him before
career.
Judge. Yeah.
It wasn't his fault.
How many.
Neither is it Sam Bowie's.
How many years do you reckon he spent at Collingwood?
Maybe 3.
5.
Is that right?
Yeah. 5 years. Shocked me. So, Bawley in that grand final, mate, just sit down. He's had 25 touches.
Yeah, okay.
He's had 4 tackles. He's had 7 clearances.
Yeah, had a good game. Is this the draw 12 or the week after?
That was the week after when it mattered.
So when? What did he have in the draw?
Not a big one in the draw. It wasn't a big day out for Bawley in the draw. But no, I'm just quickly casting my look. Just really quickly looking at 2010. At one stage there, this is just, I'm not really... he's gone 20-3 goals, 28, 22-1, 27, 27, 29. It's a pretty good run.
Yeah. So we have all-timers.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in between 2 all-timers and he's good.
Yes.
Mm.
But
that's the whole point.
Yeah, no, but...
He is Sam Bowie.
I think you're underestimating.
No, I mean, I said he's a good career. Like, he's not...
He's a tackling machine.
What happened?
A lot of triple-doubles here.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
13 tackles, 10 handballs, 10 kicks.
Because there was a lot of youth in that Collingwood side he was in too. I was thinking you might be forgetting that. Like, there weren't too many people who were going to push him out of that side when you say, like, he was enough of an important cog that he wasn't losing his spot.
Yeah.
That's true.
So he's missing, 5 games in...
Yeah, I got to hear he played an 8-year stretch where he played at least 18, which surprised me.
Yeah.
But he did miss a lot of footy.
Yeah, because in the back of my mind, wasn't it like
It was all
that whole season where Ross stuff. Wasn't picking him or something. Like it almost felt like
yeah, there was a lot of niggly stuff going on.
Was it just injuries though? There was groins. Something else with Ross, wasn't it?
Nah, I wouldn't have thought anything mischievous with Luke Ball.
It was more the kicking in that, right?
Yeah, his groins were absolutely shot, and remember he couldn't kick over like 30 meters.
Yeah,
it was like it was, and a couple of times he came streaming out of like congestion, and had shots, and they fell, like, sadly so short that you knew that something wasn't
yeah,
wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, Bally, good player. Very good player.
Okay.
But not...
No, good player.
Yeah, no, yes, but not. He's unfortunate that he's surrounded by those two greats.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
poor. He had nothing to do with that. That's no. Kilda's problem.
He gets bonus points for... There's two sides to the reputation argument in this. If we go by, like, our usual rankings of achievements, good ability, pre-injury.
Yep.
Edging towards sort of great, but when he started to get the groins... Good reputation. There's sort of two sides of it because everyone always lumps him in this debate, but then you think back to him and be like, he was a solid player, always in finals, like in big games, and won a flag.
Tough,
yeah.
But I mean, so
club altering pick though.
Brayshaw, yeah. Well, Brayshaw went pick two at Freo.
Yep.
At the end of his career, if he'd played 250 games, best and fairest All Australian Premiership. What are you saying?
Premiership at a different club.
If you want a premiership at Fremantle.
But if that's what you're sort of packaging up.
Yeah, good career.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, I think you've done
good
well.
Good career. It ticks a box.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that if they take St Kilda, if they take Judd and he's playing with Revolt, and he's playing with Lenny, and he's playing with Goddard, I mean, how many did they win?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Two at least. Like, I mean, they came that close without him.
Mm.
Like, I just think that's the part
skinny
of it.
Judd. Too.
I'm not saying Luke Boll was terrible. Like, absolutely not. I wouldn't say that. He was a good player.
Yeah.
I just thought it's an interesting discussion.
But his numbers just sitting between those two are a bit.
Yeah.
And that draft. But then if you
Jimmy Bartel was in that draft, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And
I reckon he's a better player than Jimmy Bartel early days.
Really?
Yep.
And then Jimmy just went.
Yeah. And then Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy kind of came out of nowhere.
He did come out of nowhere in that Brownlow.
Yeah.
The and then everyone was not Jimmy Bartel.
It wasn't the other way around. Yeah.
Brownlow
established him as an elite midfielder. He wasn't already one.
No, he wasn't there already. Yeah. No. And even you look either side of his career, Jimmy, he was just held that level. Like he got to that level and then just held. Jimmy Bartel had 30 again.
Yeah, he's really good.
Norm Smith, Jimmy Bartel. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He was just in every conversation that Jimmy, like any award, Norm Smith,
Premiership, Brownlow. I think it's my pub question. We've talked about this before. Five players.
Yeah.
It might be six now. It's five. Heard, Judd.
Dusty.
Dusty now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Judd, Heard, Diesel. Simon Black.
Black, yeah.
And I think that's it.
What was the three? Flag.
Brownlow, Norm, and a flag.
Ah, okay.
Where would you put Simon Black?
Oh. In terms of like, is it great?
So he was only All-Australian twice, I think.
So surprising.
Twice. And he finished second or third in the Brownlow like four times.
Yeah, that's
also like, during an era where they made Brisbane fly to the MCG to play a home prelim.
Yeah,
there was not much care given to him.
Significantly underrated at the time. I think now people think...
Oh, Simon Black was incredible.
Yeah. It's become sexy to acknowledge him now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it should be.
But how he's only had two All-Australians. And maybe it was that period where they go, the All-Australian team probably is 15 Brisbane players.
Correct.
Yeah. Just going to have to cut a few out and put in a couple of West Australians. And maybe
remember they changed that when Geelong had like... 15 blokes. Was it like
Egan?
Those guys are like, everybody's in.
Oh, everybody. And he's a midfielder. Forward pocket. He played that one game. Yeah. Kicked that goal.
Yeah.
So we all agree on Ball, really. I just wanted a topic.
Yeah.
It's a topic.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Interesting.
But he could. And I think he's at, where's he work these days? I see him sitting on the bench, headset on at Essendon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. He could. He's got his law degree and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. He's very, very top end in terms of intelligence, direction, could run a football club, I reckon.
So you see him taking the Tom Harley path?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, okay.
No, unless he's doing something that, since I've been in Perth, he's gone down a bad path, which you would have read about.
Yeah.
He was a saint, essentially. Okay. Yeah, and very intelligent.
He was a saint, played for him for many years.
There you go.
And he was a player.
So who's the player? Who's our player of the day? It's not Luke Ball.
Well, our player of the day is Luke Ball.
Oh. Are we doing? Are we doing two?
No.
No. We'll drop it. So we way we've been doing this, Ryan.
Look, bit of craft, attention. Mate. Bit of radio craft.
We do. We podcast stop.
Craft. Ah,
there for all the listeners out there.
So, but
welcome
we're
going to
make everyone think that
it's on a different day.
Gotcha.
This is a just a tear down the four walls. Tear down the four walls of the Hardball Football Club.
The community's going to be ruined. Disappointed.
Now they know.
The deflation.
Sorry for everyone out there.
Just broken hearts.
Popping the bubble. Letting everybody see.
Well, we don't know who the player is yet.
No.
We didn't tease that.
No. Well, I cut the bit out last week where we teased this one by saying we need to do this. And we don't have time. So that has been good or great Luke Ball edition.
And a bit of bloody
bit of news.
Talk, bit of chat.
Bit of check. You know, we'd like to keep everyone involved. We really would like football to return.
But when you listen to the next one, we won't have any housekeeping because we're going to show.
We'll go straight into it.
Because we won't
know. I'm going to throw some stuff out there.
Yeah.
Pretend that's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Can't believe.
Gee, how disappointing. Shuey's done his hamstring.
And can't believe they get the Eagles going to play on Mars.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
Fremantle's going
to
play in Europe.
We're all going to Christchurch over in New Zealand and everybody's playing there for some reason. Or Wellington fishbowl.
Before you do hang up then, who's to blame for West Coast and Fremantle players being quarantined? Is it the AFL should wait for those guys to get out of quarantine?
No.
Or what are they doing not being back in
the state?
I think the
state should have just realised that there is a very strict plan and they should have just said, okay, look, we're going to trust the AFL here, but if you screw it up, it's on you. And
a bit like they've done with NRL.
Down.
Yeah,
they're just unwilling to waver.
It sounds like there are really well-educated medical people that are like, no, this plan will work.
Mm.
Like, it's not like they're just doing it on a hunch.
Mm.
But I think what's happened here is now you've got posturing and you've got,
I don't mind a bit of airtime, the old health ministers.
Very much enjoy
it. It's their time.
This is their time to get.
If they do this right,
yeah,
they can be in that office for as long as they want.
Look, hopefully we never hear from them ever again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they wouldn't be too disappointed if they didn't put their head out there for another presser at some stage.
All right, this has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. We'll see you next time.